Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. My name is Joe. How can I help you?
Joe, this is Martha Tikowski. You failed to call me back as you had
No,
promised.
Ma'am. I tried calling you back, and it said that the number was disconnected. The number that I called back is 207-965-3331, and it said the number was disconnected.
Well, that's the wrong number you called, because the number is 695, which is the number that's on my account, if you had pulled up my account. And
well,
that is the number I gave you.
Well, I couldn't pull up your account because I had the wrong phone number, but I tried.
You had my email.
No, ma'am, I did not have the email. I didn't.
Yes,
write the
I did
email.
Give you. I gave you your email when I first spoke with you. You asked me for my email
and
address.
And I didn't, Miss Martha. I did not write the email address down.
Well, that's
but
not
anyway,
my fault.
Okay, well, it probably is not. What is your email address, Miss Martha?
It's M as in Martha, N as in Nancy, B as in baby, D as in David, A as in Apple, C as in Charlie, K as in Kiss. @gmail.com. Would you please repeat that back to me, please?
Okay, I think I have it right, Miss Martha, because I found the account. Could you verify the full name and the full address for me, please?
It's Martha Tikowski, P.O. Box 83, Greenville, Maine, 04441.
All right, thank you for that. I see that you got a premium annual active membership that will be expiring on December the 23rd, 2021. Now, if I remember correctly, you told me that you wanted to cancel this membership because you was unemployed and you didn't have a job at the time. Is that correct?
That is correct. I have been a member for years, and I am not able to do this membership this year. And
yes, ma'am.
You
I understand.
And you told me that you had to prorate it. I don't see why you need to prorate it when I have not purchased anything in this month. And in all the years that I was a member, I was a good paying and good standing. So do you really want to create all this ill will with me and what I and the contest that I will with PayPal if you do not refund me in full? You're not refunding. I don't have to return an item. You don't have to restock a shelf. You don't have to do anything except refund me. So I don't see that that's worth $13.22.
Well, I can refund you, Ms. Martha. That's not a problem. But as I told you earlier, when the system was down, I can give you a prorated amount. In your prorated
I don't want
amount,
a prorated amount. I want
well, unfortunately, Ms. Martha, you will not be able to get the fund, and I do apologize. Now,
well, you can apologize all you want. I'm still going to complain. I would like your last name because I'm still going to complain and file
That's
a complaint.
That's fine, ma'am, but I'm not at liberty to give you my last name. Now, my first name is Joe, and I'm the only Joe that works here. I do not have to give you my last name, and I can give you a prorated amount of $112.38. Now, would you like for me to put in the refund request for that?
Yes. I sure do, and I want you to do that immediately, and I want you to send a confirmation to me in the email. In the meantime, I'm still going to contest this with PayPal. I'm still going to send a letter to the Better Business Bureau. I'm still going to tell the people in my craft circle about the lousy customer service that you create, because everybody, as I had mentioned to you earlier, that I have spoken to, has been way more cooperative and way more understanding than you are.
If I had only just joined,
I could understand. But I have been a member for years, and for the sake of a month, you want to create all this ill will. And he will tell you that when I do get my job back, and when I will never join the site again. I will put it on my Facebook, my experience that I have encountered, which will be the truth. And
well,
people can make the judgments as they want.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Ms. Martha, truly.
I'm sorry you feel that way. It's not. It's your decision to be the stingy, cheap people that you are. And I'm sorry that I bought a premium membership all these years when you have such little regard for your longstanding customers.
Well, Ms. Martha, again, I apologize. But give me one moment. Let me get your refund for you. Okay, now you did pay $126.60 for your membership last year.
Yep.
Now, Ms. Martha, we do have a promotion going on.
I don't want any promotion. I want my full refund.
You can get it for $29.99 for an entire year.
I don't want in it. I don't want anything further from me if you cannot provide me a full refund.
Well, Ms. Martha, unfortunately, I do apologize, but I won't be able to give you a full refund.
Okay. Well, then you're just going to incur my ill will, and you're going to spend $13.22, or maybe not you, but somebody will, fighting PayPal and fighting the Better Business Bureau. And when other customers in my craft circle know what has happened, they will not be buying from you. So, you're the one who's losing. I'm losing, yes, $13.22. You will lose more by far. That's fine. That's your decision.
Yes, ma'am.
It's the ill will that you're creating with long-standing customers.
Well, I'm sorry, Ms. Martha. I mean, if I could do more, truly, I would.
You could do more. You're the supervisor.
But I just can't, though, Ms. Martha. I do.
Oh, no, you won't. You won't.
I can't. The system would not allow me to give you a full refund, Ms. Martha. Because if I could, I would. If I could give you a full refund, I would be more than obliged to give you one. Unfortunately, I just can't.
Yeah.
I cannot override the system. So I just can't give you a refund.
Yeah, well, your system sucks then, because other people have been able to do this with other companies that I have dealt with. You are the only company. And I will put this in my letter, both to PayPal and to the Better Business Bureau. As I said, so I have to pay $13. Yes, I'm more annoyed by the horrible customer service that you give to longstanding. If I had just joined and was canceling after a month, I could understand this. But I have been a customer in good standing and have never reneged on a payment ever.
You just renewed on December the 23rd. We're going into month two of your membership. That's why it's a prorated amount. And that's why you're not going to receive the full amount.
Well,
you
didn't even send me a renewal notice. You just renewed it without even notifying me, because I went back through my emails specifically looking for an automatic renewal notice, and you did not send it to me. You just deducted it from my PayPal account under my credit card.
Well, they should have sent you an email.
Well, they did not. They did not, and I have all of my December and November emails, and I can print all of the notifications out, which I will do when I send to PayPal and to the Better Business Bureau. Then there's not one notice from Craftsy that says your renewal is coming up, because if I had gotten a renewal notice, I would have said I'm not able to do this and to cancel it.
So let me ask you this question, Ms. Martha. Did PayPal not send you a notification that $126.66 came out of your account when we took the money?
Yes, I just got it in my bill, though, 2 days ago.
So when we took this money back in December, and they're just not notifying you?
I just got it in the mail, yes, and in my bill.
Oh, so it takes that long to get notifications from PayPal?
A paper in my paper bill, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, give me one moment, ma'am. So let me finish this up. All right. Just a moment. All right. So let me cancel your membership. Now, Ms. Martha, do you have any forever paid classes?
No.
Okay. You don't have any? Okay. Well, now, once your membership is canceled, then you will no longer have access to Craftsy's website.
Oh, don't worry. Okay. I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't ever want to have anything to do with your company ever again.
Well, I'm so sorry you feel that way, Ms. Martha. Truly, I am.
No, I don't think so. That's just, if you felt so truly about it, you can override the system. You're a supervisor. I was a manager. I know how it works.
Yes, ma'am. But I'm sorry, but I just don't have that capability.
Baloney.
Truly, I don't. Okay, just give me one moment.
I want you to send me an email confirming the total amount
ma'am.
In the refund.
I'm doing that now, Ms. Martha. I'm going to get you your email, and we're not going to hang up until you do have that email. Now, Ms. Martha, you do have 29 classes that you paid for. So you have 29 forever paid classes. Now,
I don't care.
But you're going to always have access to those classes.
I don't even care.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way again. But do you need your login information for that, Miss Martha?
No, because I'm never going to your site again. I could care less about your classes.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment, ma'am.
Why don't you refund me one of my classes?
I'm sorry.
Why don't you refund me all of my classes?
I can't do that, ma'am. All right.
Of course.
$112.38. Unfortunately, I can't do that. I'm sorry. All right, Miss Martha, I sent you that email, so let me know if you received it, okay?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm looking right now.
And this email will also go to your spam, so just check and make sure that it didn't go there as well.
Oh, I'm looking right now. Let's see.
And I also inserted that link just in case you change your mind. We do have the $29.99 offer.
I'm not interested. I will never give you another dime in my life.
Okay.
And I will make sure that everyone that I know absolutely does not do business with you.
Okay.
There's no email.
You can also check your spam too, Miss Martha.
Yes, I am going to.
Yes, ma'am. So how's the weather in Maine, Miss Martha?
Who cares? It's snowing like crazy.
Well,
nope, there's nothing in spam, and there's nothing that's come yet. Wait a minute, hold on. Let's see. Maybe it's just coming in now.
So just let me know when you receive the email.
Yes, I've received it, and I am copying it and saving it, and I will put this in to my letter to the Better Business Bureau and to PayPal when I contest the remaining amount. Thank you very much.
All right, ma'am. Anything else I can do for you?
Yeah. You can take this whole site and you know where you can put it. Thank you very much.
Oh, all right, ma'am. Thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. You have a great day.
You hang up.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
You just hang up?
I'm not going to hang up on you, Ms. Martha. I told you that earlier. I'm not fixing to hang up on you.
Well, you didn't bother to do anything else. You might as well hang up because I'm not hanging up.
I gave you a refund, Ms. Martha, of $112.38. That's how much your refund amount.
It's still not the $126.60.
I'm sorry?
Still not the full amount.
No, ma'am, because you had your membership ever since December the 23rd, so I wasn't able to give you a full refund, Ms. Martha.
You could.
But unfortunately, Ms. Martha, I couldn't, and I'm sorry. Okay?
Well,
so now, is there anything else that I can do for you?
Nope.
Okay, well, I want to thank you again for calling Crafty Video Membership, and I want you to have a great day, and you stay warm, okay? Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye now.